This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission of India today announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu, polling will take place on the 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases, that is, on 23rd and 29th of April. The first phase in the state will cover 152 constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on 4th of May. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued tomorrow. Notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. Mr. Kumar said with the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory. The Election Commission today also announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread across 6 states. The assembly constituencies are Ponda seat in Goa, Umret in Gujarat, Bagalkot and Davangere South in Karnataka, Rahuri and Baramati in Maharashtra, Koradang in Nagaland and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, the notification for by-poll in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be issued tomorrow and polling will be held on the 9th of April. The notification for by-election in Gujarat and Maharashtra will be issued on the 30th of this month and voting will take place on the 23rd of April. Delhi Food and Supplies Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has reassured Delhi residents that cooking gas supplies are stable in the national capital and there is no need for panic. Sending a clear message against hoarders, Mr. Sirsa emphasized that the government is actively monitoring the situation. He said the government has deployed 70 teams from the police, weights and measures and food and supplies departments to monitor markets, check stocks and take action against hoarding or unfair practices. Mr. Sirsa further informed that sales of commercial LPG cylinders have also commenced in compliance with the directions of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas. He also encouraged the citizens to report any concerns via helplines, promising prompt resolution. The Embassy of India in Doha informed that Qatar Airways is scheduled to operate 3 more flights to India for the next 2 days. These flights will connect Qatar with New Delhi, Mumbai and Kochi. Earlier, Qatar Airways operated 1 flight to India today carrying passengers to New Delhi. According to an advisory issued by Qatar Airways, passengers can book tickets and check the latest flight updates through the airline's website or mobile application or by contacting their travel agents. Meanwhile, some internationals stranded in Qatar, including transit passengers and short-term visitors, may require essential medicines. They have been advised to contact the helpline of the Indian Community Benevolent Forum at 00974-704-62114 for assistance. The West Asia conflict now in its 16th day has intensified with a fresh wave of large-scale attacks by the US and Israel forces on Iran. Multiple strikes hit the industrial city of Isfahan in Iran with reports of more than 15 missile impacts this morning. One strike reportedly hit a factory, killing at least 15 people, while witnesses said fighter jets were seen flying at very low altitudes over the area. In response, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps launched a new round of missile strikes on Israeli targets, marking the 54th wave of attacks under what Iran calls Operation True Promise 4. India finished its campaign at the World Boxing Futures Cup in Bangkok with a haul of 5 medals, including a gold, 3 silver and a bronze. Competing across the Youth Olympic weight categories, the Indian Under-19 men's and women's teams delivered a series of strong performances. On the final day today, India bagged 1 gold and 3 silver medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.